Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Today's business travelers are finding that fitting in a little leisure time keeps them recharged and excited on work trips. I know this because whenever I travel for work, I always try and meet up with a friend to catch up, have a great dinner, or hit a museum wherever I am. So if you're traveling for work, go with the card that puts the travel in business travel, the Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card. If you travel, you know. The spirit of performance is what defines Acura, and now it's electric, introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com. Audible is the home of storytelling, and it lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one app. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. In fact, I've been really into thrillers and true crime lately, and I just got back from a long car trip where I was listening to the latest zombie Fallout book, Bridging the Gap. And I swear, I had to keep checking the back seat for any glowing eyes as I drove home on that deserted highway. In fact, on so many of my journeys, Audible is there for me with comedy, bestsellers, history, exclusive originals, and more. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/built or text built to 500-500. That's audible.com/built or text built to 500-500. Hello, everyone, and welcome to How I Built This Resilience Edition. On these episodes, as you know, we're talking with entrepreneurs and other business leaders about how they're thinking creatively and doing their work differently right now. And today, we're going to hear from two executives at Hello Sunshine, CEO Sarah Harden and Lauren Neustadter, head of TV and film. Hello Sunshine is a production company whose mission is to highlight female-led films, TV shows, and books. It was founded 4 years ago by actor Reese Witherspoon, and it's already a big name in Hollywood. In fact, hours before we went live, the Television Academy announced this year's Emmy nominations, and Hello Sunshine did pretty well. Ripped from the headlines, breaking news, 18 Emmy nominations this morning. Those shows include Little Fires Everywhere, The Morning Show, Big Little Lies. Lauren, Sarah, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
Congratulations. 18 Emmy nominations.
Thank you. We're so excited.
It was a great day.
Yeah. So first of all, for people who don't know about the production company, tell us about Hello Sunshine, a little bit more about it.
Well, look, I think, you know, the company was founded with a driving mission and really a gap in the marketplace that Reese saw, which was to put women at the center of these stories. And I think when we started the company, we sort of embraced the complexity of wanting to do that in storytelling formats. And, you know, with Reese's book club particularly, you know, Reese is a huge reader. She reads all the book picks, and we love elevating female narratives from books and in other ways as well.
Everything's on pause in Hollywood right now. Films, TV just are not happening. It's not safe. Presumably that's the case with your productions, right? You're not filming anything right now.
That's correct. We had just started shooting our second season of The Morning Show, and we were meant to have a show start production for Amazon, a show called Daisy Jones and the Six was going to start in April. And then we had another show for Netflix called From Scratch that would have been starting this month. And we have paused everything, and we are deep in figuring out how and when we can come back for each of those shows. But I will say, you know, we've used the time in inspiring and extraordinary ways. I think we were dealt a very specific hand. Unfortunately, you can't congregate with large groups of people on a set, on a soundstage anymore. So what we really did was we took the opportunity to connect with our team internally and also with the people that we create with. And we've really, I think, planted some wonderful seeds of development that will hopefully grow in the years to come. And in truth, if we had been in production on the three shows and the movie that we thought we were going to be in production on, we might not have had time to to build out the development slate in quite the way that we have. So I think that there has been a silver lining, but I will say we are all more than eager to get back into production, and we are spending our days figuring out how to do it safely.
Well, let me ask you specifically about the morning show. I mean, that was season one. I mean, how are you going to finish season two? Because I'm assuming it's not all filmed, right?
It is not all filmed. We are figuring it out right now. We are talking to epidemiologists, to health and safety experts. We've got a COVID coordinator. We have a world-class team that is working with us to figure out every single day, what do we do? We've had our epidemiologist came and looked at our sound stages and at, you know, the ventilation and figuring out, you know, obviously there have been all of these white papers that have come out that talk about what is required in terms of health and safety. And thankfully, each of the studios that are producing these shows also are doing their own sort of COVID Bible, as it were, talking about all the precautions that they're going to be taking. And look, people are taking this incredibly seriously. Health and safety is the most important thing. And in a very inspiring way, I think companies are working together to share, you know, information and ways that they can innovate together to get productions back on their feet quickly. And look, I mean, there are shows that are going to be going back in August from what I hear. So I think we're well on our way.
Is there a world, Lauren, where there's like how the NBA is doing a bubble, right? Everyone's in Orlando playing basketball and staying in that bubble. Is there a world where like Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon and Steve Carell and all these actors are in a bubble for like 6 weeks to finish filming?
Well, our shoot is more like 6 months for a season. So it's a longer stretch. And I think though we aren't right now talking about going into a bubble, quote unquote, I do think what we're talking about is how to be as safe as possible. And obviously, you know, when you go into these production papers, we're creating zones so that only the very most essential people would actually be on set, so that we will be reducing risk and everyone will be, you know, honoring everything around social distancing and people making sure that they are appropriately covered and that, you know, that everyone is taking all precautions. I think there are lots of conversations being had, but not ones, to answer your question, not ones about a bubble in the way that the NBA is, though I think that people are talking about that when they think about shooting out of state.
Yeah. We had Jeremy Zimmer on here a couple days ago, the head of United Talent Agency, and basically he said in like 4 to 6 months, we're going to start to see a shortage of new TV. What do you think about that? I mean, is that a possibility?
I definitely think that's a possibility. Wow. I mean, I think it just depends on how much people have in their coffers and how where they are in post and what they're planning in terms. I'm sure that people are being very deliberate about the release schedules. But yes, I mean, obviously, it's been quite a long time since we've been able to be on a set. And so, you know, if they don't have it on film, it's very hard to cut it and present it to an audience.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think what's also interesting is you look at, you know, I think when we talk about our big, crude, complex, scripted shoots, and then you look at, you know, you look at the unscripted business where certain formats are able to shoot with a much lower footprint. I think the question, we're already seeing some of it, right? Like as some of those bigger shoots get delayed or they have big set pieces or big crowd scenes, how you are both innovating on the formats of those scripted shows. But then also as you look at what does it open up in opportunities for unscripted programming and other types of formats that just have a lower and safer shooting footprint as well.
This must be so weird. It's like time is frozen in Hollywood right now in a sense, right?
It is definitely weird. I will be honest. It does feel like things are a bit frozen, but I actually think things are also thawing. I think this is an opportunity to slow down and to connect in ways that maybe we weren't slowing down and making time to connect before. I think that is the case internally at Hello Sunshine, but I also think in a very remarkable way, it is the case externally. I find that, you know, where typically we roll phone calls and we go from call to call to call to meeting to meeting to meeting, I'm hearing about people's kids. We're talking about school, how people ask, how are you? And they really listen. We're really interested to know. And I think that we're doing something where we're building a foundation where when we do come back, we will be stronger and better because of it. And I think we're all looking out for each other in an extraordinary way. And I think that that was something we were all moving so quickly before. I think slowing down a little bit isn't necessarily the worst thing.
When we come back in just a moment, Sarah and Lauren talk about their production process and how they find the best stories to tell on screen. Stay with us. I'm Guy Raz, and you're listening to How I Built This, Resilience Edition from NPR. Successful companies don't happen overnight. It takes an awful lot of grit, determination, and teamwork. Our sponsor, Atlassian, knows this better than anyone. Their team has spent over 20 years creating software that powers collaboration for teams around the world. By creating software like Jira and Confluence to improve companies' workflow, Atlassian is on a mission to make impossibility a reality. And now, they're ushering in the next era of teamwork with Atlassian Intelligence. When you think of AI, pizza may not be the first thing that comes to mind. But global pizza chains are actually using AI to scan their pies and make sure they meet their quality standards. From space exploration to making pizza to producing podcasts like the one you're listening to right now, Atlassian thinks there's a lot about AI that companies should be excited about. Atlassian Intelligence transforms teamwork by empowering AI-human collaboration. Atlassian's AI-powered software can help you glean new insights from your data, boost individual productivity by eliminating menial tasks, and help your team make faster, more informed decisions to produce the best results for your customers. And the best part? With Atlassian Intelligence in your corner, you can trust that your work is protected and kept confidential. This isn't just a small step. It's a giant leap in accelerating work. Atlassian AI-powered software like Jira and Confluence help teams accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually, we're great, but together, we're so much better. Learn how Atlassian AI can help power high-performing teams at Atlassian.com. That's Atlassian.com. Atlassian. As a business-to-business marketer, your needs are unique. B2B buying cycles are long, and your customers face incredibly complex decisions. Isn't it time you had a marketing platform built specifically for you? LinkedIn Ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers. LinkedIn Ads allow you to build the right relationships, drive results, and reach your customers in a respectful environment. You'll be able to drive results with targeting and measurement tools built specifically for B2B. In technology, LinkedIn generated 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend than other social media platforms. I've talked to hundreds of founders and business leaders every day on this show, and I've learned that LinkedIn has been vital to the growth of their companies. It helps them build relationships with customers and get direct access to thousands of decision makers. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/builtthis to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/builtthis. Terms and conditions apply. Picture that thing you've always wanted to learn. Now, picture learning it from the person who's literally the best at it in the world. That's what you get with Masterclass. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Don't just talk about improving. Masterclass helps you actually do it. There are over 200 classes to pick from, like Anna Wintour's Masterclass on Creativity and Leadership that's helped lots of people learn new ways to nurture talent and make bold decisions, two things that are essential for any leader or entrepreneur. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/built. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/built. masterclass.com/built. Hey, welcome back to How I Built This, Resilience Edition. And we've been hearing from Sarah Harden and Lauren Neustadter of the film and TV production company Hello Sunshine. I know that the mission of your company is to elevate and to tell stories of women. From your perspective, Lauren, what is the state of things now for, you know, stories about women, women writing screenplays, directing? How would you assess where Hollywood is right now with respect to that?
I have to tell you, I think it's a great time to be a woman in Hollywood. Truly, you know, there are so many people that are doing incredible things, but I certainly put Reese at the top of that list. I think she has really devoted herself to putting women at the center of stories and advocating for women and cheering women on as they are doing the same and talking to them as they're creating production companies. I mean, we're constantly talking about, you know, this person is creating a production company. Who would be a great person for them to hire? This book isn't exactly right for us, but maybe it's exactly the thing that this person is looking for. I think, you know, it's a really wonderful time of collaboration among women in Hollywood. I have been so inspired by the transformation that I have seen in the time that we have been working at Hello Sunshine. You know, telling stories about women has really come to the front of everyone's minds, and obviously also representation and inclusion, which is a huge part of our mission at our company, I think has become something obviously that is at the forefront of every conversation in our industry right now, as it should be. So I think it's a real time of opportunity, and it's quite inspiring.
With respect to some of your bigger shows. I mean, you work with Apple, obviously, on The Morning Show, and I think Little Fires Everywhere is on Hulu, and you work with different partners and platforms. Can you kind of walk us through what your strategy is for working, you know, with specific partners on specific projects and other partners on other projects?
Absolutely. We are very lucky that we're pretty much in business with everybody. We start with telling stories that move us, telling stories that we feel passionate about. And then what we do, we're very lucky because we're not tied to one particular place. So what we're able to do is find a story that we love, find a story that we're passionate about telling, put a writer into the project that we know is exactly the right writer, find the actress that we think is perfect to star in that show. And then the Hollywood term is packaging, right? So we put the package together, we put the group of people together that we think is perfect for that project. And when we bring it out into the marketplace, we always choose the place that shares our passion, right? So when they love it like we love it, we know it's the right fit. And I think we've been very lucky with so many of our shows to really find perfect partners. And we've had great success working with all of the different platforms. It's been great.
You know, part of what we say as a company, it's not just our responsibility, which we take very seriously, create great storytelling, but also to be great partners as our platforms launch those stories. And I think having the social reach that we do, I mean, we work very hard to just be great marketing partners as well. And, you know, when we have a book like Little Fires Everywhere, you know, we picked that for book club in September of 17 on its published date. And so if you've been following our social handles, our followers have had a 2.5-year relationship with Little Fires, and they fell in love with that book when they read it, and they heard when we announced that Kerry and Reese were starring. And so it's a long journey for them, and it's one of the things as a company that we look to do.
We've got a question from Dante Richardson, a 23-year-old aspiring producer. He wants to start a production company in the near future. He's asking for your advice. What is the best advice you have for him if he wants to get started? What does he do first?
Well, I think if he wants to be a producer, the best and fastest way to get going is to find a piece of material that he really loves. Little Fires, as Sarah was saying, is an amazing example of we read a book that hadn't yet published and we loved it. And we saw it as something that we wanted to celebrate through our book club, but also we saw it as a limited series. We knew what the show was. So I think that my advice for him is try to find a book that you love. Try to find an article that you think would make a great movie or make a great television series, and then challenge yourself to take it and put all of the pieces of the puzzle together. Find a writer that you love, come up with a take, you know, and then approach other producers that might be able to mentor you and guide you. We often partner with producers who have incredible taste, but might want to partner with us because we're going to help them to flesh it out and bring it to life in the way that they really hope. So I think there are always opportunities, but it starts with great material.
Before we go, for both of you, when you talked a little bit about how this is a, you know, it's been a pause and a time to kind of slow down and not jump from call to call to call to call and you know, this constant just racing forward. What do you want to take from this time that you want to apply to what you do as a business and as a company forever and ever afterwards?
You know, I think it's been a time of like deep humanity, like deeply human leadership. I mean, managing three kids, working full time, trying to do my best as a leader. And that's what entertainment and media is about, like human stories. And I just am constantly reminded of that. I'm like proud about how our whole team has really done their best through some very trying circumstances for many of our employees as well. And I don't want to ever lose that humanity as we sort of hopefully move into a period that's less traumatic and taxing on all of us.
Sarah, how old are your kids, by the way?
16, 14, and 10.
Okay, so you got to guess. And Lauren?
I have a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've got a 9-year-old and an 11-year-old. I know it's crazy. But I do think that what you said earlier, Lauren, this idea that, you know, you're getting to know other people's kids, I mean, it does build empathy, right? I mean, we're all on these Zoom calls, and we're all kind of seeing what the reality of just kind of getting through the day is for our colleagues. And I think that's important. I think that actually has created really important connections in a way that would not have happened if we weren't all thrown into this.
I will tell you, I was on a Zoom with the head of a streaming platform, and her 8-year-old daughter came in to ask a question in the middle of the Zoom, and I felt so happy and so relieved, because I think we're all going through very similar things where we're trying to do these jobs that we love, but we're also trying to stay connected to our children in a moment when we know that they're incredibly vulnerable. It's actually something that Sarah and I talk with Reese about a lot, because she has 3 kids too. And so we spend a lot of time talking to one another's children, and it's actually quite nice.
Yeah. Lauren, Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you for having us, Guy. We so appreciate it. I've been such a big fan for so many years. And so it's like a personal kind of little thrill to be doing this.
Thank you very
much.
I
know. We were very excited to be having this conversation with you. Thank you for having us.
That's an excerpt from my conversation with Sarah Harden, the CEO of Hello Sunshine, and Lauren Neustadter, the head of TV and film at Hello Sunshine. To see our full interview, you can go to facebook.com/howibuiltthis. And if you want to see all of our past live interviews, you can find them there or at youtube.com/NPR. And if you want to find out more about the How I Built This Resilience series or other virtual NPR events, you can go to nprpresents.org. This episode was produced by Candace Lim, with help from Will Mitchell, Tyra Lockhart, Matt Adams, El Mannion, John Isabella, Julia Carney, Neva Grant, and Jeff Rogers. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and I'll see you in a few days. I'm Guy Raz, and you've been listening to How I Built This from NPR.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.